hope you'll join me.
Welcome to the English Mojo Audio Series, Episode 20, White House Changes. Times change, and in recent days, White House newcomers have been changing the speech of the U.S. President. They are cleverly modifying his highest profile messages through the words he uses and how often he repeats them. The latest State of the Union address reveals a shift in text patterns introduced by the new speechwriting staff. They drafted this script to fight the bitter pressure of political realities. A second faltering war, the loss of control of Congress by the president's party, and a public approval rating fallen to 30% from 80%. Times have indeed changed since the president's first State of the Union address in 2002. Hello, I'm Joseph Kaschmarer. Thanks for taking this episode from EnglishMojo.com. The State of the Union is part requirement, part tradition. The President finds this directive in his job description from Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution. He shall, from time to time, give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. Actual presentation of an in-person speech before Congress has fallen in and out of favor from the time of George Washington, but it's been in vogue for the past quarter century. It amounts to an executive summary by the CEO of a country. As such, it's as likely to be filled with visionary fantasy as with hard facts, as likely a report of the nation's condition as an Oval Office wish list, as likely to make political posturings as to rally national consensus. The president's new speechwriter-in-chief is former news executive, chief editorial writer, and senior editor William McGurn. He took over teleprompter scripting from departing Michael Gerson last summer. See English Mojo episode 14. Beyond the literal statements in the State of the Union addresses of 2002 and 2007, we can see striking differences in the underlying messages of their word patterns. But one thing is clear. For these current White House speechwriters, more is better. The State of the Union address is now jammed with more words and heavier sentences. The count in 2007 shows 50% more words than in 2002. 40% more sentences appear, and these are 5% heavier with words. But the simplest and most powerful emphasis is achieved by repeating. By checking word counts, we can look inside what the president intended to stress in each of these two speeches. This episode comes to you from EnglishMojo.com, where you can find more episodes and articles. In the 2002 address, after the invasion of Afghanistan, but before the invasion of Iraq, his longest repeated phrases were,
"This is a regime that has,"
about Iraq, and
"I hope you'll join me,"
each uttered twice. In the 2007 address, he doubled,
"With health insurance, we'll pay no income,"
about taxes, and
"The future of hope and opportunity requires."
Other phrases he favored in 2002 included September the 11th, 5 times, weapons of mass destruction, 4 times, and of course, the American people, 4 times. The number of phrases repeated in 2007 declined. Still, he managed to include, "We need to," 8 mentions, "the Middle East," 5 mentions, "private health insurance," 4, "war on terror," 4, and of course, "the American people," 4 mentions. For 2007, his team laid on distinctive word pairs heavily. In 2002, word pairs were mostly general, such as the best 6 times and my budget 5 times. By 2007, the leading pairs had become more concrete, as health insurance got 11 references, in Iraq got 10, and Al-Qaeda received 10. Among the president's favorite terms, the most distinctive word shifted from security at 19 mentions in 2002 to health with 18 mentions in 2007. If sticks and stones didn't break bones and words were all that mattered, then great progress had been made because terror and terrorists declined from 38 references to 21. But righteousness appears to have suffered, as good dropped from 13 to 7 times. On the other hand, the world might be a safer place, considering that weapons mentions slipped from 12 to 3. Whether because of neglect or progress, Afghanistan faded in attention from 10 to 4 mentions. However, in truly American fashion, new held in there with 13 times for 2002 and 16 times for 2007. Sizable gains were also seen. For instance, governments went from 5 to 16 citations. And things that hadn't even been mentioned in the 2002 speech burst onto the scene in a big way. Insurance came from nowhere to 14 mentions. Extremists and extremism rose from out of the blue to 8. Finally, democracy and democratic did take root, growing from 0 to 8 mentions. And this in just 5 years. Now that certainly sounds like progress. I'm Joseph Kazhmarov. Thanks for joining the podcast. More later. Goodbye for now. This has been a presentation of English Mojo. Please visit us at EnglishMojo.com for more about power in language, or to give us your comments and questions, or to learn about our productions and services.